Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Jingle Cats and Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That's on an upper toolbar. That will click you through to the links you need to stream the show. All right. Now, if you need to get a hold of us here on Animal World, there are several ways to do that while we are on the air. I'm going to give you phone numbers, so jot those down because we have not yet given away our missing link giveaway package for today, and that is a full-size bag of the Missing Link supplement for your dog, cat, or bird. And all you have to do is listen, pay attention. When you hear me give you the Missing Link word or words of the day, you just got to call Ajie and let her know, and then you get to decide what kind of Missing Link you want us to send you. And it's not a coupon you have to go redeem. It's a full bag. Comes right to your door. Also, if you have a question for one of our guests or a comment or something and would like to chime in, you can certainly call Ajie during the show. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Remember the one on that one. You can also send us an email while we are on the air to our live email address, and that would be pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Be sure you do that while we're on the air, because we only check that while we're on the air. If you want to get a hold of me or Animal World during the week or when times we are not on the air, you can do that through the Animal World website. That is www.marthanorwalk.com. And a lot of great information for you there. Click on current events for all the current events stuff, shelters for all the shelter stuff. On the homepage is, of course, the Listen Live link, is also the link at the bottom of the page to our audio archives. So if you want to listen to the show again or go back and listen to some of the really great shows that we've saved there, that is how you do that. And then, of course, on the homepage, there are links to all of our advertisers, and you'll find one to Jana's website. And all you have to do is go to www.marthanorwalk.com and watch the screen, and up will come a rotating link for Jana. Hers will be first in the rotation. You just click on that, and that'll click you through to rosewoodwisdom.com. And I just can't tell you how great this book is. It'll save you a lot of trouble in. Like you said, are you still kissing frogs? It'll get you out of that department. Well, unless you're like me and you just love frogs. But if you want the perfect partner, this is the book for you. So at any rate, you can also contact me through the website by clicking on the Contact Martha link, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com, and that will send an email to my home office computer. If you need my help as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, you know, I always do a no-obligation free telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know with animal friends that needs help, have them just give me a call, you or them, give me a call. I'm delighted to talk to you. You can often solve your problem for free in just a few minutes on the phone. And if I'm not the best one to help you, I probably know who is. I'll send you on. Otherwise, we can set up time to work together either on the phone or, what I prefer, in your home. And you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And if you are needing to mail something through the U.S. Postal Service to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Monroe, Washington, 98272. And just as a reminder, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. And you can find that a lot of great. The December issue is out. You can find a lot of great Christmas or holiday gift ideas for your animal friends for me in the New Spirit Journal, and all kinds of other great stuff in there, too. So you can pick it up at lots of locations around town. East-West Bookstore is one place you can pick it up. Or you can get it online, read it for free, www.newspiritjournal.com. Well, it is time I was going to welcome Bob Vella with Canine and Feline Caviar to the show. And I know we have him, but wouldn't you know, oh, we do. So he's ready to go. Okay, I thought I'd see Ajay on the phone, but she must talk to somebody else. My screen is down, by the way, so I don't really know what's going on. And at any rate, it is time then, and we are ready to go. So from Canine Caviar, Feline Caviar, the best quality dry and canned cat and dog food that you can find. At least that's my opinion. We'll find out why. Bob Vella is with us. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning, Martha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
We always celebrate the holidays with the Jingle Cats and Dogs, and this is our first official holiday show after Thanksgiving. So I'm a little more excited than usual because I love hearing the Jingle Cats and Dogs.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it's that time of year, isn't it?
It is. So I assume we find you today in sunny Southern California?
Sunny Southern California. As a matter of fact, right before you called, I was putting up Christmas lights.
Ah, good for you. My guest in the first hour was in Wisconsin, and she said it's sunny back there too, so it must be sunny a lot of places except not here.
Well, that's the norm, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've actually had really nice weather this year, especially throughout the summer. And even in the fall here, it's been pretty decent. But we are headed into a big storm thing and lots of rain and wind right now. And then we have those ever threatening snowflakes in the weather forecast this week. So
nice.
So even though I always have it a little difficulty relating to celebrating, you know, the holidays in sunny, warm weather, because, of course, I grew up here in the Seattle area. And if it isn't cold, it's kind of like not the holidays. It's nice to know you celebrate, too, even in the warm weather, and you're putting up Christmas lights, huh?
Yes. And you know, it's funny you mentioned that about the cooler or cold weather for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go to a snow area for Christmas to get really back into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, well, you know, I can relate to that because once growing up, and this is when I was in high school, my family, my dad's brother was in the Army, and they were stationed over in Hawaii. And so we went over there to visit them for the Christmas holiday. And I'll tell you what, I mean, we had a great time with them, you know, because it was great to be with them. But first of all, they don't grow Christmas trees on the islands. They ship them over from the mainland. So the Christmas tree we had, it was a real tree because this was so long ago that there weren't good fake trees. It was a real tree, but, you know, it was brown and dry and, you know, it wasn't like having a cut tree here. And, of course, being it was like, you know, I don't know, 80 and 90 degrees probably. That's certainly probably between 70 and 85, something like that, and very humid. And, you know, no matter what, even though they were all into the holidays and had decorations and all that, I just couldn't get into it. And so I kind of said, I kind of told myself then, you know, I'm staying home for Christmas from now on.
So yeah, I agree.
So you may go off to the snow somewhere, huh?
I would like to, yeah.
That'd be neat. All right. Well, let's let's talk about you. You, of course, have been in the studio with us and been joining us all on and off for a while now, specifically because you represent one of the absolutely best foods for our dog and cat friends on the market today, and that would be Canine Caviar, Feline Caviar. Why don't you, for anyone who's listening who has never heard of it or doesn't know about it, why don't you tell us a little bit about Canine Caviar?
Sure. Thank you. Canine Caviar is one of the original holistic diets to come on the market back in the 90s, about 1996, 1997. And they've always had the same philosophy as they do today, which is limited ingredients, good, wholesome, human-grade quality ingredients, no fillers, no wheat gluten, no GMOs. We've always been the same.
Wow.
It's a single-carb, single protein diet. Now, over the years, there has been a couple of diets that had a double protein or two proteins in it, but the philosophy is single carb, single protein, and there's a lot of reasons why. And just to mention the number one is if you have a skin allergy or allergic reaction to one protein, you know what that protein is, and you just go on to another protein that we have. There's no other proteins in there. If it's chicken, it's chicken only. If it's venison, it's venison only, or lamb. So it's a single protein, single carb, which makes all the sense in the world. I have a little bit of a cold, so bear with me, please.
Well, that's all right. Mike had one last week, but he's doing better this week, so I guess it's your turn now, huh?
Yeah, very much so.
And, of course, he got his on an airplane, and you travel a lot, so you probably did too, huh?
Yeah, the last plane I was on was coming back from your neck of the woods. I was up in the Seattle area 10 days ago.
Well, anyway, we hope you get better soon. And so I have to say that was one of the things that I appreciate most about Canine Caviar, and that is the simple formulas and the single proteins. Because, you know, I've been working with Dr. Al Pluckner since the 80s, and he is the vet that brought to light food allergies, and it's consistent exposure to the same thing long term that starts allergies. And so he's always recommended rotating dog's food, not feeding the same thing day in, day out, all year long. But also, he recommends, you know, simple formulas. And it's hard, especially in the high quality end of pet foods now, or dog foods, to find simple formulas. Because a lot of the foods that are really hyped a lot these days as being really high quality, I call them kitchen sink foods. Because they have everything but the kitchen sink in there, and they've got three or four different proteins in them and lots of other stuff. And it's very difficult to hone in, especially to find out if your animal does have a sensitivity, and then to rotate. It just can't happen.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why we recommend protein rotation. We were the first dog food company to actually do that. Years ago, back in the 70s, 80s, early 90s, mm-hmm. It was the same food from puppy to senior, same exact bag. And so what we started seeing over the years was skin allergies and dogs that were becoming allergic to whatever that protein source was. So what we recommend doing is if you feed a bag of lamb, then next time switch over to venison, next time switch over to our duck formula, next time switch over to our wild ocean formula, and then by doing so, it's going to reduce the chances of getting or having allergic reaction to whatever that protein is.
Yeah, it's so great that you can do it within the brand.
Within the brand, no upset stomach or intestinal tract when you switch over as well. And if you're switching from another brand to ours, if you're familiar with doing that in the past, you would always have to mix 50-50 of the old food versus the new food so that they wouldn't have stomach upset or intestinal upset. And with our food, you just switch 100% over to it because we use our own proprietary bacteria, probiotic, prebiotic to prevent stomach upset and intestinal upset. So that's one of the big things.
Yeah, that's great. Now, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Sure. And as I always say, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So mm-hmm. I like everybody to listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, all that good stuff. When we continue, I want to pursue more. You've mentioned a couple of things, human quality ingredients, no GMOs. That's really important. I mean, we barely defeated a GMO labeling thing here, and I think more and more people are becoming aware and not wanting that in their own food and not in their animal friends, and I certainly don't want it in my animal friends' food. Also, we've got to talk about the calorie content in foods and why Canine Caviar is so superior, and there's been a real positive change, not in the formulas, but in the size of the kibble, and I want to talk about that too because I'm really liking that. So, Bob, stay with us. Everybody else, stay right where you are because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We bring a unique talk radio blend your way every Friday and Saturday on 1150 KKNW.
From pop culture to the paranormal, you get variety in a conversational style.
Whether it's UFOs or ESP, angels or the afterlife, Bigfoot or your big dreams, everything is fair game on our show.
Join the A-Team of Alternative Talk Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on the station that leads the pack without following the herd. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Attention pet lovers, we all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Jana Rosewood help. For over a decade, Jana has helped relationship seekers gain clarity in their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship. Contact Jana today at rosewoodwisdom.com. Come to her Pendulum Basics class at East West Bookstore in Seattle on December 15th and mention her interview on Martha Norwalk's Animal World and get a complimentary copy of her book.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio, Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Oh, forgot about those blue Christmases. That's the Jingle Cats, jinglecat.com. If you want to pick up any of their CDs, they've got several now. Hey, it's Animal World. We're halfway through the second hour of this week's edition, and we're talking to Bob Vella all about canine caviar, feline caviar. And we were just getting into our conversation. Bob, you still with me?
I am, thank you.
All righty, so let's get back to talking about canine caviar. We're talking about what great formulas, simple formulas, single protein, single carb, and the other nice thing about canine caviar is that it's grain-free and no potatoes, no tapioca.
Correct.
That is outstanding. I find my Robbie's been on it on Canine Caviar since I brought him home, and he has, you know, really nice tight stools, and I'm amazed at how much stool he doesn't produce, which is a bonus. And
yeah.
I also I mentioned before we went to break that how important. Because you mentioned it, human quality ingredients and no GMOs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of our mainstays. We've, since day one, have produced our food with human grade quality ingredients. Matter of fact, we put out this beautiful catalog that no other dog food company produces. And I always tout page 10, because if you look at page 10 in our main catalog, it shows all the ingredients, why we put them in there, which no other dog food company does that. And next to the ingredient, it will tell you in parentheses human grade quality, and that's a big factor for us. We spend more for our ingredients. They're not leftovers. They're not rendered. They're not, you know, the stuff that they cut off for humans and then leave for the dogs. It's the human grade quality ingredients that are part of our ingredients and has been ever since the very, very beginning.
You know, I pulled out my nice catalog, and I'm on page 10.
There you go.
Now, after some of the ingredients, it does have human grade actually there, but then after many of them, it says USDA number one grade. What does that mean?
That is still human grade.
Okay.
It's not available under that human grade. There's like different classifications of ingredients. Human grade number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is USDA number one grade. That means that it's that particular ingredient, if you were to buy it for yourself or for humans or if it was in a human food, it would still be listed as USDA number one grade because it's not available in that human grade classification. AFCO is the one that puts together this classification, and it has to be listed like that. So
yeah, so you're right on here. Everyone, like, dehydrated chicken, and all of these, lamb, venison, buffalo, duck, herring meal, salmon, venison, but all of these say human grade, human grade, human grade. Then we've
right.
got, you know, some, split pea, per millet, chickpeas, brown rice, all great, number one grade, number one grade, number one grade, human grade, human grade, human grade. And that's all that's there is human grade or USDA number one grade.
That's it.
Wow.
That's how we make our foods and always have, and that's the important thing. Now, another thing, too, not to get off into left field, in 2014, there's going to be a big change in dog and cat food.
Really?
Yep, there is. You're going to see this trickling down. We're already starting to change this because we want to be ready for it. You cannot list in the name of the food what the protein source is. In other words, if you were feeding lamb and rice, as an example, XYZ brand lamb and rice, you can't have that in the name anymore because a lot of people were misled by dog food companies. When you hear the, you know, lamb and rice, you think that lamb is the only ingredient and rice is the only carbohydrate.
Well, that was always one of my complaints about
right.
foods is, you know, people, you have to read the ingredients label, not the front of the bag.
Right.
Because it might say lamb and rice, but there'd be all kinds of other stuff. There'd be corn and wheat and, you know, and other proteins. But you're saying that's going to change?
That's going to change because let's say there's a couple of brands of dog food out there that have seven different protein sources in it.
Now, those would be the kitchen sink ones I'm talking about.
Exactly. So if you were to say lamb and rice on that or lamb and whatever, lamb and chickpea, and then you get to reading the ingredients, you find out that lamb really isn't the number one protein in there because they have two or three different versions of another protein. And in reality, lamb should show up as number three or four on the protein list, on the ingredients table. So you can't do that anymore. That's going to start changing in 2014, 2015. So what we're doing is we're changing ours already to offset, you know, to get ready for that because we feel that there's going to be a lot of names out there that aren't going to be available. So we're trying to, like Wilderness, as an example, is our venison formula. So we were trying to pick names. Open sky is our duck. Wild ocean is our fish. So we're trying to correlate the protein with where the animal's at, with where the protein first originates from.
I see. Okay.
So that's coming soon.
But I'm looking at the current label. Like holistic canine caviar, holistic chicken, and pearl millet dinner. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that label's going to have to change?
Yes, that's going to be a different name. We're going to call, like I said, venison is going to be wilderness, which it is now.
Yeah.
All of our grain frees, we already did it with. We have to change our lamb and we have to change our chicken.
Okay.
Free range or open range is one of the alternatives that we're going to go to. Wild prairie is another one that we're going to go to. So you're going to think about that protein first by the name of the food.
Gotcha. Okay. But well, and that's good because that's going to make people have to read the full ingredients label.
I agree.
To find out what's in there.
Yeah, they won't be misleading like they have been in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Now also another thing that we've talked about before, which I think it's important to point out, and we do talk about that in your ad that runs on the show, but that's how canine caviar is made, and that it's flash cooked as opposed to extruded and, you know, cooked to death and all that sort of stuff. And I know that you've often said it's like the closest kibble to raw food that you can get. So talk to us about that. What does that mean?
Okay, what that means is that if you look at the first ingredient on all of our foods, we use a dehydrated protein source. For example, dehydrated chicken or dehydrated lamb. We use a twin screw cold process procedure on making our food. The protein source is already dehydrated, so in essence, it doesn't have to be cooked again. All dog foods start out at the same exact calorie level. You know, chicken is chicken. So if you're using a whole chicken or chicken meat, chicken breast, or lamb, the meat itself from any dog food company is the same exact calorie, okay?
Uh-huh.
Regardless if it's canine caviar or some other brand. What happens next is the big difference. Because we dehydrate ours, it's already cooked in essence, right? It's dehydrated. The moisture is taken out of the food, and it's air dried. So in essence, it's already cooked, but the nutrients aren't cooked out of it. The other ingredients that are in the food, the, you know, centered alfalfa, the linseed, the, you know, all the other ingredients are put on a separate conveyor belt, if you will, and then they are flash cooked for 6 seconds.
6 seconds? Is that all? Wow.
At 180 degrees, which is the minimum that AFCO even allows. We're the only dog food company that does it.
Huh.
What the end result is when that extruded product that's been flash cooked at 6 seconds at 180 degrees, we then marry it up with the main protein, extrude it in a cold process, make it into a kibble, put it into our bag, and in essence, it is like feeding raw food in a kibble form because the nutrients are all still in it. The calorie content is extremely high. For example, our average is 600 calories per K-cup, where everyone else, because they use high heat and long cooking time, that same chicken we talked about is now dropped down to 340 calories per K-cup, where ours is almost 600. Because the cooking process is what reduces the nutrients and the calories that are in your food. So having said that, our food, you feed half as much because your dog is going to assimilate so much more of it, therefore creating less stool in the backyard as well.
Yeah, and I can certainly attest to that. I'm amazed at how little I have to feed Robbie, my golden retriever. And he's almost eating the same amount now at 14 months old. And about 67 pounds as he was eating when he was, 12 weeks old or 8 weeks old. You know, because they need a little more when they're young puppies and they're growing. But
sure.
at his age and his weight, he is still eating only a cup of food twice a day. And that's amazing. You know, I mean, and that's amazing. I put now I do add a little bit of raw food in with his, but you know, not a lot. But he gets I have a half cup measuring cup, and I put two scoops of that half cup measuring cup into his bowl twice a day. And he's doing great on that. And you look at I was just as a behavior therapist and trainer, I read lots of dog food labels when I'm out doing private sessions. And I was reading labels on some foods just on Friday, the session I did. And the bag recommended feeding this dog like 4 or 5 cups of food a day. But these people were feeding twice that much to maintain the dog. You know, it's like, oh, man. So a lot of these foods, you think they maybe cost you less, but, you know, the nutritional quality is so much lower and you have to feed so much more.
Right, you do. And so when you look at the cost comparison, let's say a bag of our food runs $65, $70 for a 27-pound bag. People look at that and they go, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of money. Well, in reality, it isn't, because that bag is going to last you, let's say, 68 days. Where the brand you were just discussing or talking about that you saw on Friday, you're going to go through 3 of those bags to 1 bag of ours. So when you do the math on it, you're up to probably $110 of brand X to 1 bag of canine caviar at $65, $70 a bag.
Yep.
So the most expensive bag in reality is the first bag. And I always tell people, date the bag. And listeners out there that just opened up a bag of brand X, put the date on it and see how long it takes you to go through that bag. I bet you it's going to be about 15 days, maybe 20 days, and you're going to be ready to buy another bag. And you're going to remember what we're talking about here, because the dogs eat the caloric level. They assimilate what their body needs as far as what their activity levels are. Now, of course, there's the exceptions to the rules out there, some of the overweight dogs that we've kind of trained like that. But in reality, it's dogs eat the caloric level, and our food is based on that. Our foods started, with the exception of special needs, that's a different one which we can talk about. But ours, you know, are 599 calories up to 652 calories per K cup. And that's the big difference with our food, because all the nutrients are still in it, and it's 93% digestible. Only 7% is evacuated.
Yep. And I'll tell you, I mean, Robbie has... I was always told, I think for many, many years, that dogs should have, if they're getting the right kind of food, they should have 1 or 2 bowel movements per meal per day. And I have to say that I said that a lot, but I didn't usually see that it was really true. And in most cases, they'd have at least 2 bowel movements per meal. And it really varied. But I'll tell you what. You know, Robbie gets 2 meals a day. Now, I'm training a lot, and I do a lot of motivational training. And so he does get, food rewards. And on days that we're really training, he gets a lot more. But, you know, it doesn't seem to make much difference, because, of course, I use good food when I'm training him. But he, you know, he gets his canine caviar twice a day. And, you know, it is like clockwork, Bob. He has 2 poops a day.
Yep.
1 per meal. 2 a day. And they're firm and formed and easy to clean up and they're small. You know, I mean, he's a 67-pound golden retriever.
Yep.
But they're small and firm. And it's pretty amazing. But 2 a day. And I count on that. And every once in a while, you know, he skips one. That's usually because he doesn't get as much exercise, and usually he makes up for that, you know, the next morning. But, it's pretty amazing. So we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then there's another change that's recently happened, that when I discovered it, I was really pleased. And so stay right where you are, because we're going to talk about the size of the canine caviar kibble when we come back. My guest is Bob Vella. We're talking canine caviar, feline caviar. Stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. And that includes canine caviar. Woohoo! The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today. In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA gold omega-3, biotin and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy. Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, Christmas tree, is it time to think of that already? Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. We're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I'm talking to our buddy Bob Vella, who reps canine caviar, feline caviar, the best dog food, cat food you can find. And we're just getting into one of the changes that I noticed recently. Bob, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
I have to say I was pleasantly surprised when I picked up my latest bag of Wilderness Blend. That's the venison formula that Robbie Golden is on right now. And the kibble size of canine caviar was relatively small.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie pretty much inhaled it. And this new latest bag I got, the kibble size is substantially larger. I was pleased to see that because I now hear Robbie chew his food, which is nice.
Yeah.
But so what's up with the change in the kibble size?
Well, the change should have always been the bigger size.
Oh.
And when we did all of our testing of calories and whatnot, all of it was tested on the larger wafer or the larger disc that you're seeing now.
Oh, okay.
We had switched to a new mill down in Georgia to make our food, and they had misunderstood the die cut of which food was supposed to be the small eraser size that you were seeing.
Oh.
And we caught it and told them, this is wrong. Now, the original calories per cup were figured on the larger wafer size, so nothing had changed as far as, you know, how much per cup.
Oh, that makes sense.
It does. And when we caught it, it's like, you know, we kind of screamed, and now they're making it back where the specifications are to our specifications about what they were doing.
Oh, well, that's good to know. So, yeah, because I wondered about that, because with the smaller kibbles, of course, that more of the food would fit in a cup compared to the larger ones. But the testing was done on the larger size kibble.
Originally, yeah. All the testing was done on that. And so there's no change as far as the recommended feeding at all. You were probably just a tad overfeeding before, but again, you probably ate, you know, they eat the caloric level, so it probably wasn't an issue at all.
Yeah, and there's just so many reasons to feed canine fat caviar. If you're feeding a dry kibble, especially if you want to feed really good quality, simple formulas, easy to rotate. And you should rotate at least every 3 months, 4 times a year. But you can do it by the bag, which is a great way to do it. And the pH content, which you heard talked about in the ad that we run, why is pH content important, Bob?
We're the only alkaline-based dog food in the United States. And
really?
The original intent was because, and I want everyone to listen to what I'm going to say up front, is that we don't prevent cancer, we don't cure cancer, but a body in an alkaline state has, you know, a little bit better chance of fighting off these problems out there. 1 in 4 dogs dies of cancer. The one gentleman who owns Canine Caviar, his name is Jeff Baker. He's a research scientist, and you're starting to hear a lot more now about alkaline-based diets for humans, because if the body is in an alkaline state, cancer has a harder time catching hold and you know, going through the body. So the more oxygen in the body, the better off you are. And so what we're saying is that we are adding more oxygen to the body for a healthier lifestyle. If you have an acidic body, cancer does seem to thrive more so in an acidic body. So we
very interesting.
Now, another important fact is that we raise the pH through herbs, not minerals. So those of you out there that know 2-by crystals, as an example, can form if you use high minerals in your food. We use alfalfa and a few other ingredients that are high on the pH spectrum to achieve that goal. So, and cats, however, we don't do that with our cat food, because those that are cat aficionados out there know that the body of a cat, they have to be in an acidic state to help with FUS and a lot of the other crystal problems that they have in their urinary tract. So the cat food is excluded from that statement, but on our dog food, we do use herbs to raise the pH level so that the pH is between 7.0 and 7.5 on the pH scale.
Well, and as always, there's never enough time to talk about everything that, that we want to talk about. But so everybody knows, I mean, canine caviar comes in a dry formula as well as a canned formula, correct?
Yes, it is. And we just introduced our brand new single-serving cat food trays.
Oh.
That is brand new. Our two distributors up in the Seattle area and Sonomish area, they have ordered it. It's on its way. They're going to retail for about $1.59, which is right in line with all the other single-serving cat foods out there. Ours is made in a human-grade factory as well, with all human-grade ingredients.
Oh, wow. So we'll have to look for that.
Yeah. Well, that's brand new, and it should be out, I would say, later on this month. There's seven different flavors. We're really, really excited about the new cat food. It's been long in the coming, and we finally got it, perfected it, and now it's making its way through the
Now, is this a canned food?
It's a single-serving tray. It's made out of a little tray, and you pull the lid off of it and put it down or put it into the bowl, however you want to do it.
Oh.
And it's for single-serving meals for the morning and the afternoon.
But it's a dry food, then? A single-serving?
No, it's a wet food.
It's a wet food, single-serving wet food. Wow.
Yep.
That's really cool. I should test some of that.
Yeah.
But and just so you know, folks, canine caviar has a lot of great stuff. There's feline caviar, a kosher for the cats, and now there's the new single serving trays. But they also do a lot of neat stuff, a lot of buffalo chews and things that you know are going to be the equally high quality as their foods. I know that our sponsors, Jones & Company Pets up in Marysville, has it. Bothell Feed Center in Bothell has it. And more stores are carrying it all the time. And, of course, the distributors all have it, so anybody can get it for you. But be sure and ask for it by name. Caninecaviar.com is the website. Is that correct?
Yes,
And so you can check that out and look for who's got it there. And you can always call me if you're having an issue, because I can put you in touch with the right people. And, Bob, I have a wonderful holiday season, but let's not make it so long next time and get you on again so we have some more time to discuss this fabulous food.
Yeah, I agree, and I would like to be in studio again like we've done in the past, because it's fun to, back and forth and banter around. But, yeah, I agree with you that we need to do this a lot sooner than we have.
Well, yeah, because it just is, there's so much about this food that our listeners need to be aware of, and that's so different and so much better than all the other foods out there. And
I agree.
And we just have to talk about it more often. So everybody get on out there and grab some canine caviar for your dog friends, feline caviar for your cat friends, and stay tuned to Animal World. And Bob, you have a happy holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, Martha.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Let's get in a quick current events before we wind up this hour. Okie-dokie, on the current events list, remember you can get your live holiday trees for salmon at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. $35 rents or buys your tree, whichever you prefer. They will be available at the Northwest Dream Center on Sunday, December 15th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. They're 3 to 5 foot Sitka spruce, western red cedar, shore pine, Douglas fir, and grand fir. They're in pots. And all the trees that are returned after Christmas, that's the neat thing, you can give them back if you're not going to plant them yourself, are planted near local streams. And everyone who purchases a tree this year will get a holiday gift of an annual Adopt-A-Stream membership. That's a $25 value. And you get discounts then on the cost of events and so forth. So that's really cool. 425-316-8592 or www.streamkeeper.org. New on the current events list, there's a free showing of the film Winged Migration at Northwest Stream Center Friday, December 20th, 7 p.m. Reservations are required because seating is limited, so to call to reserve a seat, 425-316-8592. All right, we got lots of, Santa Paws and Santa Claus photo opportunities. Animal Rescue Foundation presents Santa Paws photos at the Everett Animal Shelter for $20 for a framed photo with Santa and a photo CD. They're hoping to raise enough money to buy a much-needed X-ray machine for the Everett Animal Shelter's vet clinic. Saturday, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, December 14th, also 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you can't jot all this stuff down, go to www.marthanorwalk.com and click on Current Events, and you'll find it all there. Meow Cat Rescue, they've got their holiday bazaar and open house is going to be one day only, Saturday, December 7th, noon to 5 p.m. The holiday bazaar is at the chapel at North Lake Universal Unitarian Church, 308 4th Avenue in Kirkland. That's just three blocks south of the Meow Shelter. Craft Bazaar, bake sale, gift wrapping. After shopping, come visit the shelter for refreshments and bring along a pet food donation for their HomeLink Animeals food drive. Christmas gift of the 2014 Meow calendar is now possible. They're on sale for $10 at the shelter or by phone or PayPal on the website, meowcatrescue.org, phone number 425-822-6369. They've got photos with Santa for $10. A printed photo and a digital image will come to you by email. They'll also take donations for the Animeals food drive. Let's see, December 8th, noon to 4 at U Village Mud Bay. December 14th, noon to 4, Redmond Mud Bay. December 15th, they're at Mercer Island Mud Bay. December 21st, Bellevue Mud Bay. And December 22nd, noon to 3 p.m. at Redmond Pet Pros. All right, let's see. What else? Anything new? Well, Dr. Nels, he's still planning on doing that free best technique free webinar for all of us, but he was having some problems in getting it set up, but he's going to be in the studio with us next week, Dr. Nels Healing Sunday, and he'll be in the studio with us doing remote healings and for you and your animal friends. We'll find out what's up with this webinar. On Saturday, December 7th, and Friday, December 6th, at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Let's see, Homeward Pet Adoption Center's got their holiday pet food drive going on now. There's a Northwest Sellers holiday party on December 7th. And, more Santa photos to benefit Seattle Humane, December 7th at Crossroads, December 7th and 8th at Seattle Rex, and December 14th at the Humane Society. December 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd, that's on Mondays, 10 to 8 p.m. at University Village. Woo-hoo-hoo. I think that about covers what we need to. And then to remember, next week is a Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And next up, we're going to turn this hour around, listen to the Jingle Cats, and then it's time to go to our favorite harmonic healers. Dr. Jude and Paul Ponton are next up from Whispering Dragon in Seattle. We're going to talk about their work and all of that good stuff. And then they've got a fabulous Christmas gift for animals or humans alike that you can get from them real inexpensive. So I can't wait to talk about that. So stay right where you are. Jude and Paul Ponton are next, straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.